Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Kira Grice, good morning again, I say, but good evening to you in Australia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You're traveling all around the world. You spent your summers in the States. Now you're in Australia. Are you ever at home at all, as your mother would say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to dodge the cold weather in Ireland.
Smart move. Come here. You're going to tell us about your summers, but particularly the summers that maybe other people can have that they might know about. So where are we starting here?
Yeah. So last summer, I went over to Pennsylvania and I was a summer camp counselor.
I've heard of this. In fact, we had a lady on the show. She's been on a couple of times, actually, because she's so excited to talk to her. Her name is Fiona Griffin, and she did camp counseling in the States. Now, she's in her 60s, but there's a special visa and a special kind of way you can do it if you're aged, what, 18 to 30?
18 to 30, yeah. So through USIT, you're able to do this Camp USA. So anyone 18 to 30 is able to go over to camp, spend, you know, 8 or 9 weeks over there working in different departments with the kids. So you can do sports, you can do music, arts. There's loads of different things you can do.
So what kind of, you know, like sometimes you think like, oh, I don't know if I'd get that visa now if I applied for it. Like what kind of requirements are there on you? How does it work?
Yeah, so the way it works is you send in your application. Obviously, you kind of do need to have an interest in working with kids because, mm-hmm. you know, you're spending a lot of time with them. You want to make sure you're all right with them. But yeah, so any type of voluntary work. I know for myself, I was a scout leader, so that was perfect. Yeah. You know, I'm used to working with kids. They actually put you into a jobs portal and you're able to put up kind of, you know, what activities you like to do. So you can see other camps and you can have a look at their profiles and request an interview. And camps can also see you and contact you. So that's actually how I got my placement, was a camp scene that I had some music experience. Now, it wasn't a lot. It was Leave Insert Music.
Sure,
but it
got
me a position as a rock shop counselor. So that was still pretty good.
That's such a cool title. Okay,
it was great.
Talk me through rock shop. I definitely want to know about this. I'm a massive music fan. I play guitar, drums, piano, bass, everything. So what's rock shop?
Yeah, rock shop basically it was a bit like School of Rock. You know, the Jack Black
movie? Yes.
So it was... It's kind of that way. You kind of have to have a few instruments under your belt to do it. But it was a really great experience. You know, we put kids into bands and then we'd do little concerts and battle of the bands,
Brilliant.
Things like that. Just getting kids really, you know, into music.
What an amazing thing to have in your life is to be able to play an instrument or be in a band or anything like that. It's so brilliant. And what other stuff then would you have done when you were chosen for this camp? It wasn't just music, was it?
Yeah, so it depends on the camp that you're going to. Some camps will have you just in your department, mm-hmm. you know, teaching music or sports or whatever. But for my camp, we were in the bunks and we were teaching. So you're living with them full time.
Right.
You know, I was sharing a bunk bed with one of the kids.
Wow.
Yeah, so we were basically mothers for the summer then. You know, we have to get them up in the morning. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to get 15 kids out of bed at the same time, but you know,
I have four and it's hard enough to do four. I can't imagine what 50, and at least they're my own. I can scream at them if I want.
We had to get very creative. We were coming up with songs to get them out of bed, you know, flicking on the lights, things like that.
Brilliant.
But yeah, we had to get them out of bed, have to bring them to breakfast, shower time. Now that was fun. Three stalls trying to get everyone showered in 40 minutes. So yeah, it's pretty intense, but the bond to make with the kids, you know, that's why I'm going back, because I miss my kids.
So you seeing them every day. Get to know them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really get to know them.
That's amazing. And then in terms of your personal kind of downtime, do you spend all your time in the camp? And if you do, you know, are there social outlets for the counselors as well?
It really depends on the camp. We're pretty lucky with time off and things like that. We had like a staff lounge, so we're able to all chill out up there.
Yeah.
And we also got to try out the other activities on our time off.
Oh, cool.
So we could go do trapeze if we wanted to, you know, during the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then we had like evenings off and we would have some full days off as well. So we're able to go explore lots and lots of trips to Walmart. I have to say they're probably sick of seeing us in Walmart. But yeah, and then we got to explore. Some people did little day trips to New York or Philadelphia. We ended up getting stranded in a national park one time, you know.
All the adventures that happen, And the best thing that you've said in this whole interview, I think, is the fact that you don't need to be a student. I know you obviously use it as traditionally a student organization, but you don't need to be. You just literally need to be aged between 18 and 30 And then you can apply this way, and if you get your post, you're obviously guaranteed a kind of an income as well. So it's a great thing for someone to do in the summertime.
100%. And I have to say, compared to other things like the J1 or working holiday to Australia, even, you know, you're guaranteed $2,000 of a salary. And your meals and accommodation are all sorted when you're over there as well.
Okay, right.
So you have virtually no living costs.
Other than your trips to Walmart.
Yeah, for sure. But I will say that for this summer, the end date for USITS applications is on Monday, April 15th.
Oh, wow. Okay, so April 15th, Monday, this coming Monday is the last time to apply. All right, so well, Google USITS and Google the camp counselor scenario and you'll be able to find out all the information you need. Kira, thank you so much for taking the time, particularly the fact that you're so far ahead of us in Australia. It's much appreciated. And hopefully you've inspired a couple of people to do what you did and get themselves over to the States for the summer and have a great time. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, Kira. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.